Blog Talk Radio. Welcome everyone to the Roman Show. We are returning to the airwaves after a 1 week little vacation, June 11th. Today we welcome the World Series defining Derek Maimon, Brandon Timpleman, and Jesus De Leon, better known as Mr. 450 of the World Wrestling Network Live and also of Resistance Pro. And we will talk about that horrible Game 3 of the NBA Finals for the Miami Heat. What can they do to overcome that disastrous loss and more? Make sure to follow us on social media at The Roman Show. Use hashtag Roman Show.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready. You're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in the bank.
Booster, go.
Retro,
go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Surgeon.
Go fly.
Ecom.
We're go fly.
GNC.
We're go.
Down here.
Go.
Control.
Go.
Procedure.
Go.
Eco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control. This is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
June 11th, 2014. What a great show we have for you today lined up. Derek Maimon, Brandon Timpleman, they'll both be in action in the World Series of Fighting, Fight Card 10, taking place June 21st on NBC Sports Live. And Jesus De Jesus De Leon, better known as Mr. 450, part of the World Wrestling Network, will be in action next week. And all you have to do is watch him live on WWNLive.com, or if you're in the area, head on over and check it out up in Florida. And I got to tell you, this guy is phenomenal inside the squared circle. Joining me on the other end, all the way from South Carolina, none other than Mr. Joe the Reporter. Joe, what's going on, man?
Man, not much, Roman. It was, you know, kind of nice to have a little time off, you know, rethinking your thoughts, you know, watching the Heat game and talking about the Heat. That's going to be another topic off the show.
That's right. Mike Biana, our sports expert when it comes to basketball, baseball, and football, will be on board in just a little bit to discuss what happened last night and the disastrous performance of the Miami Heat that first quarter. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. It was close to 60 points in that first half.
I mean, honestly, Roman, I thought I was watching a college basketball game.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It really did seem like a college basketball game. But you know what? You got to give credit where credit is due. The San Antonio Spurs, mm-hmm. I mean, those guys play basketball. It is amazing the way they just pass the ball around so fast. You know, many people talk about how the Spurs are old. You know, there are a lot of players mm-hmm. that are over 32 years old. But listen, the game of basketball is like a game of chess. It's really all about having the right calls at the right time and at the right moment. And the way that these guys were moving the ball was set to perfection. And
it was smooth.
You know, it was.
I gotta say it.
Yeah, it wasn't. It just seemed like they know what the heck they were doing. Now let's get this straight right now. And I'm a big Heat fan. I know you too are, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to happen again. I can guarantee you again, the Spurs won't have this type of performance in the first half again. And this is one in a million. Let's be honest here. In the finals, it's not always going to happen. But I can assure you this, that the way that those guys play is phenomenal. You know, they really play basketball and they listen to their coach. They really do. The coach tells them, do this, they do that. They don't depend on one guy. It's really a team effort. And I think that's exactly what the Miami Heat need to do. They can't depend on the big three. They have to play as a unit. Mario Chalmers has not done well at all this final season. In fact,
they got to use those bench players.
But, yeah, but you know, it seems like Chalmers has been deterring the whole performance of the team. They could do so much better. Perhaps Eric Spoelstra is going to have a different lineup tomorrow night with his starting lineup. Perhaps not Chalmers is not going to be there in his bionic elbow. But, you know, we're going to talk about that a little later. We got three guests, and we have – do you want me to spill the beans already about next week?
You know what? Spill the beans.
All right.
This is the Roman show.
This is what we got for next week. We got World Series of Fighters, Ashley Evans Smith, who was a part of the CFA. She fought Fallon Fox, which she's going to be debuting on World Series of Fighting, along with Rick Glenn, who's going to get a title shot against Georgie Karakanyan. But it gets better. It gets better, Joe. Are you ready?
Oh, boy. Drum roll,
right.
Please.
Part of now of the WWN Live Network, Joey Ryan, a former TNA superstar, will join us next week. And I got to tell you, it gets even more better. Current TNA superstar, Tigre Uno, will be on board for those who speak Espanol. But it gets better.
Oh, en Espanol.
It gets better. I'm not done yet. Next weekend, June 21st, right here in South Florida, CCW will be having an event. And on that card, Davey Richards will be on that show. And guess what? He'll also be here on the Roman show. That's June 21st in Coral Springs, CCW, Pablo Marquez. You know, those guys are always doing great shows every single month, man. Those guys are really up to the point. But, Joe, it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there.
Oh, my God. It's like Christmas in June.
It is, man. It really, truly is. Because, ladies and gentlemen, a part of that CCW card in Coral Springs at the Charter School, 3205 University Drive, we are going to have the hardcore legend himself, Mr. ECFNW himself, Tommy Dreamer, on the program next week.
Ho, 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 ho.
So that, ladies and gentlemen, is the lineup for next Wednesday here on the Roman Show.
Mr. House of Hardcore.
Mr. House of Hardcore. And we have to ask him what happened with this whole thing of Bully Ray. Apparently he had an event at House of Hardcore. Bully Ray was supposed to be part of the card. Apparently Dixie Carter pulled him out like a day or hours, something like that. It gets a little complicated. So they've been really just going on and on in social media and kind of touching that subject. But look, we've done a lot of talking. Let's get to the interviews. And we'll be right back with more on the Roman Show. We're going to welcome after the interview with Derek Maimon. And you got to listen to this Derek Maimon interview because Dave Huckaba, which we had in the prior show, said that Derek was calling him out on social media, attacking his family. Well, Derek really explains why he did that. Huckaba
wow.
said, you know, Huckaba said, it's actually putting me down that I'm fighting this guy on this fight card. Because I just beat Ray Seffel, a K-1 kickboxing, you could even go as far as saying living legend. So hear what Derek Maimon has to say, and it's going to – just listen to this because you guys are going to love it. Stay tuned here at the Roman Show. Interact. Hashtag Roman Show.
Attention baseball fans, the Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes. Jose Zeros. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose Zeros season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section. Plus, you'll get 6 Jose Zeros t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself. All for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose Zeros season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Do you like wrestling? Have you seen independent wrestling? How about Dragon Gate USA, Evolve, Shine, and Full Impact Pro? Find out what you're missing and watch video on demand and live internet pay-per-view in HD on WWNLive.com. It's time to upgrade to a premier wrestling experience with the World Wrestling Network. WWNLive.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking World Series of Fighting. June 21st, Las Vegas, live on NBC Sports. And this gentleman right here will be in action. Last week, we actually had his opponent on the program, but now we have, well, Derek Maimon here in the program who's going to be fighting Dave Huckaba, June 21st, NBC Sports Live. Welcome, Derek, to the Roman Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Derek, I got to go from the beginning. You know, we had Dave last week here in the program. And he was talking about, did you take some shots on him using social media? Your reaction towards that?
My reaction towards his responses? Is that what you're asking?
For your
Yeah, he says that you've been taking it to the limit here, attacking him personally, in social media, and it's not really a good professional matter. He said, "What's your reaction to that?"
Dude, it's a fist fight, man. Like that guy, like read through the shit. I said, like, I'll say a couple little things, you know, and he'll just freak out, man. It's all on him. He can be all emotional. He's, dude. First off, the guy's delusional. He thinks he's doing me this big favor by fighting me, and he's like this big special superstar, and he's just not. And I'm going to beat his ass and take him off of his self-made mountain.
Yeah, there is actually one thing he had said. He said that fighting you, and I quote him, is going backwards from him, considering that he just defeated Ray Steffel, the president of the World Series of Fighting and also a veteran in the sport of MMA.
He's a veteran of K-1, Ray Steffel. I don't want to take anything away from Ray Steffel. Ray Steffel is an amazing fighter, an amazing person. He's a veteran of K-1 kickboxing. He's not a veteran of MMA. Okay? And
so
second, the fightmaker rankings are... What's up?
You're not making his victory against Ray Steffel. Yeah, I can hear you. I said, you're not making his victory against Ray Steffel as big as he's making it out to be?
No. Not at all. I mean, it was a huge victory. Like, that's a good job, man. You defeat a K-1 legend. Like, you know, he's making it out to be this huge thing, and then he's this amazing, great, dude, I'm ranked higher than you. I'm just better than you. I don't understand how he thinks it's going. If anything, I'm going backwards. I'm fighting someone lower ranked than I am, and dude, I'm telling you, the dude's delusional. He's delusional. He's a brawler that won one big fight, and now he thinks he's Mr. Superstar.
Right. Here's one more thing, too, that he said. He said he called you a one-dimensional fighter, and he said that there really isn't anyone in the heavyweight division of the World Series of Fighting that can compete against him.
dude, this is like, you should be laughing at that. The guy, look at him. He's a brawler. He's one-dimensional. Dude, he doesn't have any wrestling. He has no ground game what to speak of. What, he knows how to brawl? He has a hard head? He can take a punch and knows how to hit back? Dude, he didn't check one single leg kick Ray Steffel threw at him. Ray Steffel was dominating that fight up to that point, kicking him apart. Ray Steffel threw a lazy head kick and Hulk Hogan capitalized. Good for you. You did a good job, you know? Good job, buddy.
Right, which, you know, there's one thing is, I mean, you were an NJCAA All-American wrestler. I don't think he really considered that when he was talking about this. But on your end, on a serious note there, I mean, do you see this fight going past the first round?
No, I'm going to finish him in within 3 minutes.
3 minutes.
And for him to say I'm one-dimensional is the funniest thing ever. I mean, yeah, I've taken guys down. I've TKO'd them, KO guys. I just fought my last fight, the complete fight on the feet. Like, he obviously hasn't done any homework. He's crazy.
Now, obviously, you have a great, great, great training at American Top Team. Competing with training with some of the greats that compete right now in mixed martial arts. What can you tell me training with these guys at ATT?
You know what, though? I haven't been training there. I haven't trained there in 2 years. I had for personal family reasons, I had to move back up to my home state of Iowa to be with my daughter. And, yeah, I mean, I still am affiliated with them. I was signed with them. You know what I mean? Like, I love ATT like a family. I miss them every day, and it was an amazing experience and an amazing time when I was there training with, like you said, the top names in the sport, and it was a dog-eat-dog world day in and day out, you know, and I miss it every day, and hopefully someday I'll be able to go back down there and train with them, you know, and if my finances are right and my career goes the way I want it to. You know, but now I'm getting good training up here in Iowa, you know what I mean? I'm training with top-level guys. I'm training with Steve Carl. Top-level wrestlers, Division II All-American Zach Rosewall, a guy you guys should look out for. He's going to make some waves in the heavyweight division. Great kickboxers from Morocco, Otmain and Adil Benjelani. They're brothers from Morocco. Dude, sick kickboxers. So I got good people around me.
So you're still surrounded by good people, like you said. So you haven't trained at ATT for a while, but do you still stay in contact with those guys?
Yeah, man. Yeah, like I said, I still consider them family. Conan's like a father figure to me. I love the man to death. Like, I still, yeah. Yep. Still keep in contact.
So how long did you train there for?
How long have I trained where? In American Top Team. I trained in American Top Team for 2 years before I left. Before I had to move back up to Iowa.
You know, every time they, I get fighters here on the show and ask about training out there, they always tell me that once they get there, it's like this whole different new thing that they had never learned ever before. Once they went into that training camp in American Top Team. Can you just describe it to me when you first got in there?
Oh, man, when I was like, you know what I mean? Honestly, I was in over my head when I first got there. I just jumped right in, and I didn't know, like, they're the way they run things, it's so professional. You're always learning new things in the technique classes for, like, Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu, all that, you know? Like, I jumped in there sparring day, and Howard Davis Jr., was putting on Vaseline on me. He's like, don't get knocked out. And I think one of the first guys I had to spar was Hector Lombard. You know what I mean? I was like literally thrown into the flames first day, and I loved it, man. I loved it. From day one, I loved it. So.
Now, Derek, you know, Dave was talking all this stuff, and you guys have been trading shots. But on a serious note, do you think the World Series of Fighting has been putting titles on the line? They've been creating titles. But when do you think they're going to get a title for the big boys?
You know what I mean? I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care to fight for the World Series of Fighting Heavyweight Championship.
It really wouldn't make a difference for you, just as long as you fight?
As long as I fight. Just keep me busy. It don't matter to me.
And how many fights are you willing to fight competitors this year? After this one, if all goes well.
I'll fight every 2 months. Yeah, I fought January 18th. I was on the phone with Ali and my manager begging to be on the March card in Vegas that my buddy fought on, Steve. I was begging, like, please put me on that card. Like, I just want to fight all the time. Keep me busy. I'm only young once, you know what I mean? I don't need a six-month layoff. I don't need a three-month layoff. First off, I'm not making enough money to take a six-month layoff, you know what I mean, or a three-month layoff.
Right now, both of you guys are coming in here with a winning streak. How much of a role do you think will come into play in this upcoming fight on June 21st?
None. I don't think it's going to play any role at all.
No, you're not. Now, do you think...
You know what I mean? Like, it's just... Go ahead.
Do you think of some of the comments here said is getting under Dave's skin and that could play a factor into this fight?
Of course, yeah, it's definitely getting under his skin. The dude gets so angry that his, like, thought process must be, like, three or four sentences or paragraphs ahead of what he's really writing on his computer, and none of the shit he talks about makes any sense, and he repeats himself all the time. So, he's going to come out headhunting, and that's what I wanted. You know what I mean? I wanted to come out angry. Come out angry at me, dude. I'm going to put my fist in your fucking face.
What do you think is going to happen press conference day when you guys get to meet each other for the first time before this fight, if you haven't met him already?
I've never met him. I'm not worried about meeting him. He might be. He holds way more animosity than I do. If he wants to get physical, well, I mean, I guess we'll get physical.
Well, I'll tell you this, man. I'm excited about both of you guys getting inside the cage and getting in action. June 21st, World Series of Fighting 10. NBC Sports Live. Anything you want to add there?
Tune in to where they are in the undercard, sharedog.com or something?
Yeah, well, actually,
right?
I believe sharedog.com, correct.
Yeah, tune in and watch a heavyweight war. That should have been on the main card.
Right, that's actually one thing he was saying, is that, you know, they should have had us at the main card. Again, he used again the excuse of him fighting Ray Cephal, but you know, and listen, you guys are just going absolutely awesome. A lot of hype. I you're getting me pumped already just talking to you.
Listen, man, I got something to say about that too, about not being on the main card. Like, for everything that, like, Huckabee and I have said to each other, the dude just beat the president of the company on national television. That was his last fight. The TKO is on the feet, Ray Cephal, K1 legend. You know what I mean? That has to be written. On NBC Sports, you know what I mean? I KO Gracie, KO of his fucking year, and then my next fight I'm regulated to the undercard. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. My fight, the KO of the year for Inside MMA, it won KO of the year, nominated for, like, other KOs of the year, like Bloody Elbow, a couple others, right? I don't even get put on their end of the year. I don't even get 2013. They had a 2013 highlight 3-hour special on TV, on NBC Sports, right? My knockout doesn't even get put on to the highlight, the year-end highlight. Explain that to me, dude. It got almost $600,000 YouTube hits, the knockout did. And you're not going to promote that at all? You're going to regulate me to the undercard? Not only am I next fight have to be on their future champ show, because it's exciting, and then you're going to regulate me to the undercard again to get the guy that just knocked out your president? Like, that doesn't make any dumb sense to me. Like, everything I've accomplished in their promotion, they're throwing it under the rug like it didn't exist. Sorry, that's my rant.
No, it's okay, and it's all right. You released your rant, but, yeah, and it's the way you do have a sense, you know, like, yeah, the guy did defeat the president. You yourself had a great knockout. Why not put it on the main event? I mean, why not put it on the main event?
It doesn't make any sense.
You guys put on a great show. Mm-hmm. And you guys always put on a good show. Everybody loves a heavyweight bout. I mean, it's awesome, you know. Big boys always deliver, and they have a lot of fun. But I guess that's just a question we got to ask Ali. He would be the pinpoint man to ask that proper question. But do you think that's going to fuel you more?
What'd you say?
That's going to fuel you more coming into this fight?
Yeah, man. Yep. I don't want to get in there, and I want to get it. You know what I mean? I want to get a legitimate, good, quick win, man. I want to beat him up, get in there, and get out. I'm fueled. I'm fueled either way. Like, you know what I mean? I do this for a living. Like, I need to win this fight. You know, like, I'm at my daughter's t-ball practice right now. I need to win this fight. Put food on her table, you know?
Absolutely, dinner. Well, I'm looking forward to your fight. I know it's going to be a good one. I appreciate you taking the time. Anything else you want to add?
Just tune in and watch, man. It's going to be fireworks. Don't blink. Get at any minute.
We sure will. Good luck, Derek, and thanks for taking some time and speaking to us.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, man. You too. Thank you.
This is the Secretary of Offense, Frankie Kazarian, and I'm the Ring General, Christopher Daniels. Together, we're known as Bad Influence, and when we're not inspiring children across the world, we like to watch The Roman Show, and now you are too.
When in Rome, watch The Roman Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're turning back here to the Roman Show. Hopefully all you guys enjoyed that Derek Mayman interview as he is talking about Dave Huckabee. Both guys meet each other June 21st on NBC Sports Live. But now we're going to switch gears quickly and talk about the NBA Finals, Game 3, Miami Heat, San Antonio Spurs. Horrible performance by the Miami Heat. Our very own Mike Biana on the line to explain to us, Mike, what the hell went wrong?
How's it going, Rodolfo? Well, you know, Miami kind of just sunk right from the get-go. We're looking at the first quarter here, and my eyes were popping out of my head when I saw that the Spurs had put up 41 points in just the first quarter alone. I mean, Kawhi Leonard could not be stopped. If you look at Game 1 and Game 2, Kawhi Leonard scored 18 points combined. Last night he scored 29, and he looked like a superstar in the making.
He did. This guy just could not be stopped. Now, the question is, of course, like that reporter asked him, and I'm sure you've heard of it. It basically asked Eric Spoelstra, you know, this happened, that happened. You guys have a championship part. There's obviously something wrong. So, and Spoelstra just responded with clearly, but what is that clearly? What is the problem with the Miami Heat? Could they not just stop the ball movement? I mean, that's really the secret. I mean, you have to. Stevie Wonder could figure that out.
Right. Well, you know, that reporter asked a question, and I just thought that, you know, he was going on and on. He's being pedantic about it. And credit to Spoelstra there. He actually had his very own pop moment just giving the one-word question, one-word response clearly. It's a couple things. Chris Bosh didn't get a lot of touches last night. He only got 12 touches compared to 40 and 39 in the last two games. Mario Chalmers has completely disappeared. I don't know what's going on with him. He hasn't scored double figures since Game 2 of the Eastern Conference semifinals. And I think there's something going on. I was reading some tweets and articles earlier today about how it looks like Chalmers may be having some off-court issues. And, you know, you watch Miami Heat basketball for the last four seasons, and you see that he's kind of the whipping boy. LeBron and D-Wade and Spoelstra and all the other players just kind of get on Chalmers. But right now, I think he needs to be lifted up. He is – his confidence is shaken. And you know this guy. He's a gamer. I think he looks lost out there. Last night he went 0-for-5. Some easy three-point jump shots that he normally makes, he could not get in. He turned the ball over three times, and he just looked lost. I don't know where Mario Chalmers is.
So does that mean that Spo is going to come out with a completely new starting lineup tomorrow?
You know, I know that idea has been thrown out there. Boris Diaw was inserted into the lineup for the Spurs last night, and that really worked. That really paid dividends. You know, he started over Thiago Splitter, and the Spurs played their version of the small ball to match up with the Heat. I really don't think that Chalmers will be out of the starting lineup per se, just because Norris Cole isn't doing much better either. He's only shooting 40%, 41% through the playoffs. He's not doing well either. And you got to stick with your guns here. You know, you just have to be able to stick with your starting rotation and stick with what got you here.
So what happens next? I mean, how can they control this ball movement? How can the Heat start scoring? I mean, the defense obviously was just not there yesterday. You know, they've always been known for having a great defense, but it was sleeping. It was sleeping like Manny Pacquiao has been sleeping for the past couple of years.
That's a little bit of a low blow to me and my Filipino contingent, but here's what we're going to talk about here. The reason the Spurs scored so much is because Miami looked absolutely lazy. I mean, lackadaisical on defense. They couldn't get out there fast enough for the rotations, and Kawhi Leonard and Danny Green had a field day. You know those guys can shoot, and they shot lights out. And that's the thing with the Pacers. I know you were talking earlier on the show about how they moved the ball, and in game two the ball got stuck, and that's why the Heat won. Well, they reversed that. They hit the switch, and there we go. They passed the ball. I mean, their ball movement is world class. There's nobody else in the league that does it that way. And I think on offense for the Heat, that was kind of the issue. They weren't passing the ball. I mean, the juxtaposition of those two offenses was pretty stark. We're looking on the offense for the Spurs. They're passing the ball like the old guys at the YMCA. You know, that's how they play the ball. And you look at the Heat, and it's just isolation. Okay, LeBron didn't get it that time down. We're going to try Wade. That didn't work. We'll give it to Bosch. Instead of moving the ball around, it became isolation, superstar ball play. And it didn't work.
You know, and I did see, though, when the Heat did start moving the ball, that's in the second half, that's when you started seeing that they brought it really close to a nine-point difference.
Seven point.
And then that's it. They just stopped.
Yeah.
They gave up.
Well,
they gave up.
Yeah, you know, here's what happened, too. You look at the start of the second half. They came out strong. This is the only half that they won. Looking at the box score here, they scored 25, and they stopped the Spurs scoring. They stopped the bleeding for a little bit. They only scored 15 points in the third quarter. And, you know, the Heat got back to their brand of basketball. They got back to the defense, the swarming defense that has led them to two straight NBA championships and four straight NBA finals appearances. And because of that, that really strengthened their offense. They had a lot more confidence on the offensive side of the ball. Shots were going in. Rashard Lewis, once again, he made 4 of 5 three-pointers. I mean, he has really showed up in the last two series of the playoffs for the Heat. But again, they lost their way going back into the fourth quarter, and really the Spurs just had too big of a lead for Miami to overcome.
Well, so what can we predict tomorrow night, Bianca? Because it's obviously it's going to be pretty challenging now. I don't want to say it, and I hope it does not happen. But if I don't know, you know, I caught Heat in 6, but I'm gonna have to probably say there's gonna maybe be a game 7, and I hope it doesn't get there.
Well, here's the thing: there is hope for all my Heat fans out there. There is hope. The Heat haven't lost, at least in this playoff, this postseason. They haven't lost back-to-back games. They always know how to respond. That's what champions do. Champions respond. They go back out there, and I'm sure the taste in their mouth is very bitter. They're going to come back out, and hopefully play a very strong game four tomorrow night. Now, I'm with you. I think that it's going to be Heat in six. I still believe, despite the fact that the Spurs are up 2-1. Last finals, they were up 2-1 against the Heat as well, and we all know how that turned out. I'm saying Heat in six because I don't know about Heat in seven. That's going to be tough to yes. play in San Antonio. We all know how rowdy the AT&T Center is, especially if there's no AC in there. So we'll see. I mean, I really think that they'll play better tomorrow night. There's no question about that. They'll make their adjustments. You know, that's, like I said, they're champions and they respond. But it all depends on game five. Game five is going to be pivotal. But, of course, they have to win game four first.
That's right. And if anything, we could all blame DJ Khaled for talking
you know,
all this baloney that they were talking about on social media.
Well, look, here's the problem. You've got entertainers out there that think they understand basketball and they want to go out there and talk about how, oh, the Spurs are cheating. The Heat didn't have the fans and, you know, the NBA is rigged. Well, that's when you run into trouble. There's too much outside noise. And I think that was a little bit of a bad juju for the Heat. DJ Khaled needs to keep it quiet. He needs to lay low until the finals are over.
Yeah,
and if,
go call.
And if the Heat. If the Heat don't win, you've got to lay low for a while.
Seriously, go call iTunes or something. That's what apparently he was doing. He wasn't like on hold on iTunes for like hours. You know, he was taking pictures on Instagram that he was talking to the heads
right.
of iTunes because his song was breaking
right.
records. That they stopped the service. Well, go get back on hold or something. You know, listen to that elevator music. Worry about that. Don't worry about the Heat.
Santa Claus, I think, is less fictional than the iTunes president. But, you know, that's DJ Khaled for you. That's what he does. We the best, right?
That's right. Well, all right. Mike Viana, follow him on Twitter at Mike Viana. Also look out for an article this week at theromanshow.com. He'll be looking into the whole NBA finals, what needs to be done, what not needs to be done. Mike Viana, follow him on Twitter at Mike Viana. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Rodolfo. See you later.
All right, man. All right, there you have it, folks. Mike Viana talking to him about NBA. And with that said, we're going to go to a quick break. Joe, there's still hope. There's still hope. Joe, are you there? Joe, are you there? Okay, I think
yes,
I lost
I'm
you. Okay, there you go. So hopefully things turn around for the Miami Heat and we come back here and we hope we win it in six. All right, we're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back with another interview. Brandon Hippelman will be in action June 21st. World Series defining NBC Sports Live.
Yo, high five.
Yo, hey, monkey, it's me, DDP, the king of bada bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. And you, for you, monkey, you're listening to the Roman Show. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone, on The Roman Show. Remember to follow us on social media at The Roman Show. Well, June 21st is around the corner. World Series of Fighting 10 Fight Card airing live on NBC Sports will take place in just a little bit. And on the line, we have Brandon Hippelman, who will be fighting Andrew Yates, June 21st, NBC Sports Live. Brandon, welcome to The Roman Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks, man. Brandon, well, let's get to it. Brandon, your last loss was against the World Series of Fighting champ, Marlon Morales, back in August. How have you been able to overcome that and turn into a positive from that last loss, coming off that loss?
I think it just taught me a lot about, you know, how much of an ass-whipping I could take. Marlon's an incredible fighter. I changed a lot of things about my game, and I'm hoping, well, I know I'll show that on the 21st, so.
Anything in particular that when you've seen that fight that you tell yourself, okay, I got to work on that or I got to work on this?
Well, definitely just my stance. I had more like a boxing stance, you know, and even like kickboxing. So I definitely opened up my stance a little bit and I started sparring and getting a few more sparring partners, maybe a little more leg kicks into my game. I was always more of a leg kicker, but I didn't have to worry about other people as much.
Mm-hmm. Now, in August, that was your last fight. Why the layoff? Why not get a fight earlier?
Oh, I've been begging for a fight. I've literally been begging for a fight. I was supposed to fight Pablo Alfonso a couple of different times, but for different reasons that couldn't come to fruition. So now I'm finally just getting back on the horse.
Is this frustrating when you know you're ready to fight and then just nothing just comes your way? Or is there a
very, very frustrating. I'm supposed to be fighting these guys. They're the best in the world. You know, we're all, you know, right up there. Like, don't tell me Marlon's not, you know, top three easily. He's the best striker in the world. And these other guys, you got Bollinger, you got Alfonso, you got me, you got this new, the new Mirais they just brought in. I can't remember his first name, but we got to be training full time. We can't afford to train full time if we're not fighting. So it definitely gets a little frustrating.
But on a positive light, do you also take advantage and heal your body as well during that time?
No, there's no heal. I mean, you heal it right after the fight, but I train like I'm in a fight. I'm always in fight-ready shape. As you never know, I've always been that short-notice replacement fighter. And, I mean, so we're in the gym just grinding every day, getting better. I've been trying to slow my brain down a little bit, even just more lately, and work on some techniques and things like that. But I'm always ready to go.
Correct.
There's no break, no rest for the wicked.
And now, Andrew Yates, your opponent, he too is coming up a loss. What can you tell us about Yates and your opponent coming up June 21st?
I know his record 7-1. He's tall, he's skinny, he's got blonde hair, and I'm going to wreck him on the 21st.
Anything in particular, though, that points out that just pops into your head that really sets him apart from
the
other
fighters? I think he's a tough guy. I think he's a nice guy. I like him. We both were told we made the Season 18 Wilson Fighter together, so we did all the medicals and all the bus rides around town together for that. And we were the last two cut off the show. I mean, we've got a little bit of history, but I'm ready to take the fight wherever he leaves me an opening. I'm going to take it down. I'm going to exploit him, and I'm going to expose him.
But there's a respect there between both of you guys.
Yeah, definitely respect. We have to be confident to do this. I mean, we're getting in there to fight each other, you know, that's basically our bare hands as gloves. And you can't do that. So if you don't respect somebody, like, why get in there and go at it with them in the first place?
Now, this fight, both of you guys are coming off a loss. How much of a meaningful fight it is for you both, and is it more competitive because both of you guys are searching for a W?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot because, well, for one, it's half of our paycheck. And we're doing this to do it. We're not in the little leagues anymore. We're doing this because this is what we want to do full time. We want to be professional fighters. So.
And what can you tell us about
professional fighters?
And what can you tell us about fighting with the World Series of Fighting? There's been a lot of talks lately about OP and so forth, but what can you say? How is the World Series of Fighting training you as a professional fighter?
I'm not really sure. I haven't been too far into it. They definitely haven't been bad to me, and I'm not complaining about my pay at this point. I mean, it's a supply and demand market. Is we're worth more, we pay more. I'd like to stay a little busier. That'd be my only complaint, if you could call it that.
Right, and now, Hot Rod, the nickname Hot Rod. Now, I'm assuming maybe you could be wrong, and I could be wrong, so correct me if I'm wrong, but were you a fan of Big Roddy Piper? That's the reason Hot Rod, or is it something else?
No, I actually found out that he was in Hot Rod after my coach started calling me Hot Rod because I'm like I'm like a squirrel on crack. I'm always just going. She says I'm going a million miles an hour with my hair on fire, so start calling me Hot Rod. And then right after that, I went over and fought in Glasgow, Scotland. That's the first time I went under the second time I went under the name Hot Rod. And turns out that's where Roddy Piper's persona was from Glasgow, Scotland. Really, he's Canadian, but on the, you know, WWF scene, he was from Glasgow. So it was kind of like, wow, this just fits. So I definitely think it was a sign I should keep the name.
Now, so what can you tell us about the whole MMA World Series of Fighting competition out there? What's in store for you? What can you let us know? And what's in it for you in the remaining of the year?
The competition's insane, man. The competition's, we're just as good as anyone. Look at well, even the welterweight division in the World Series right now, or in the UFC is stacked, and the World Series, like, mm-hmm. all these guys are the best. Look at the bantamweight division. I mean, those are the two I know the most about, for some reason. But we have the best strikers. I mean, now Shaman, I think that's his name, Shaman Rhimes. I mean, he's supposed to be some Muay Thai badass, real young, just got like 60-something Muay Thai fights. And you got Marlon Rhimes, a champion, fucking Muay Thai badass. You got all these guys on the striking. I don't see anyone better, anyone else in the world. I watch a lot of fights. I watch everyone fight, and I think I'm in the most stacked bantamweight division in the world right now.
Now, Morale is a very nice guy. He's a very humble guy. Did you speak to him after the fight?
He was cool as shit.
Any chance you got to hang with him?
I'd like to. I thought about it, but you know, some changes in the future, definitely. I'd like to look into that. He's cool. His whole camp is cool. I mean, he trains with Frankie Edgar. Frankie's my all-time favorite fighter. Like, I'd love to train with him at some point, but I'd like to earn a shot to fight him again at some point as well, so there's a little bit of a problem there.
Gotcha. Well, Brandon, I want to thank you very much for coming on board here on The Roman Show. Anything else you want to add?
I'd just like to thank all my sponsors, everybody helping me out. Gardner Life Raw, Hitch Supplements. I got a ton more sponsors. Takata Clothing. Sorry, I'm a spider. There's a bunch to name. All my boys at Combat Fitness here in Boise that are helping me out, helping get me ready. My coach is Jesse Brock and Mitch Coates at the Lions for Jesse Boise. My manager, Alfred Benson. And just everybody in Idaho pretty much. And everybody down at Syndicate MMA in Las Vegas has been helping me out as well. Chaz Mulkey and Nathan Pettit.
And how is the MMA scene up in Idaho?
It's blowing up. And it's not just blowing up with a bunch of people at first who were coming out of the woodworks, but they didn't know shit. We didn't have any leaders. Now they're like looking at guys like me and Jesse Brock, Scott Jorgensen, and, you know, we kind of got all these up-and-coming fighters that are badass to making us. You know, we've been in it for a little while. And it's not just the blind leading the blind now. We're really starting to groom some impressive young fighters.
But you get some professional fights every now and then that people go out to see, and do they get packed?
Oh yeah. There's a few professional fights in Idaho, but not as many fights. Sad part is we have more fighters than fights, so we're all fighting out of state. Utah has been pretty good with putting on fights for us. That's a lot of guys have been going to Utah.
Yeah, Joel Grant.
Do you like wrestling? Have you seen independent wrestling? How about Dragon Gate USA, Evolve, Shine, and Full Impact Pro? Find out what you're missing and watch video on demand and live internet pay-per-view in HD on WWNLive.com. It's time to upgrade to a premier wrestling experience with the World Wrestling Network. WWNLive.com.
Esto es Tigre Uno y Segmento Roman Show.
Hi, this is TNA Knockout Gail Kim, and keep watching The Roman Show.
Joe, you know, if you want to get a website for your business, which is essential nowadays, you need to reach out to OchoaOnline.com. They set up a website for you, your desire, at a very affordable price. That's OchoaOnline.com. In fact, they're the ones that created theromanshow.com. So take a look at what they have done for us and let them do the same for you and pick up your business. That's OchoaOnline.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we will have in just a few Jesus De Leon on The Roman Show. Mr. 450 also wants to let you know that, you know, a lot of pain in your body, Joe, is associated not because you hit yourself or you bruise yourself up. It's really because your muscles are tight and they need to loosen up. Well, how do you fix that? Everyone talks about massages, right, being a really opportunity for your body to relax. But you know what? Massages are really a health benefit. So let Massages in Space take care of that for you. They're located in Miami, 1997 Southwest 1st Street, Miami, Florida, 33135. or you can visit their website, massagesinspace.com. You can also like them on Facebook. That's Massages in Space. Again, the address, 1997 Southwest 1st Street. You get head on over to Massages in Space and ask for Miranda. She takes care of me. She makes me feel good, and she'll do the same to you. That's Massages in Space, 1997 Southwest 1st Street, Miami, Florida. All right, folks, really looking forward to next week, as, again, we are going to have an all-star lineup. As I mentioned earlier, Joe the Reporter, we will have Tigre Uno of TNA Impact Wrestling, Ashley Evans-Smith, and Rick Glenn, both of the World Series of Fighting. Joey Ryan, former TNA Impact Wrestling, who will be debuting in the World Wrestling Network. And Davey Richards of TNA Impact Wrestling, also former ROH wrestler, and the whole ECFNW, Tommy Dreamer. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All of those guys and girls will be here on the program. We've had a stacked show so far. I want to briefly touch on the subject of Chael Sonnen. Chael Sonnen was scheduled to fight Wanderlei Silva. Everyone wanted to see the fight. Wanderlei Silva couldn't meet the whole testing as he got caught or busted with some TRT, testosterone use. So they brought in Vitor Belfort. That's okay. Vitor Belfort had his issues with TRT. It turns out now that Chael Sonnen was caught with TRT, and he's the one that's always talking badly about Wanderlei Silva being a drug cheater. But hey, I guess the joke is on you, Chael, because you are not going to fight. Now, there's really a lot of reasons why this thing happened, and it just I really haven't understood the reason why. But apparently, because of this whole change of ruling in Nevada, they did a random test in Chael, and whatever he was taking, he was told that was okay. But because there was a lot of differences in the law, it turned out to be that whatever he was using was illegal. He didn't expect it, and this is where we're at. Now, he's going to have a hearing to fight it, but it might not be in time for July 5th when he was scheduled to fight Vitor Belfort. So this fight that a lot of us have been waiting for, that Chael and Wanderlei have been hyping for years, that they've been wanting to get this thing going, is not going to happen, which is very unfortunate. But this Saturday, June 14th, the UFC will hold UFC 174 with the champion Demetrius Johnson versus Ali Bogatinov. And then that's going to be for the flyweight title. And then Rory McDonald versus Tyron Woodley, which is a very critical fight because either of these guys could be very close to a title shot, although Dana White has said that they're going to have to wait for the winner of Lombard, Hector Lombard, and Kim Jong-jung. And maybe the winner of that and the winner of this could fight for the number one contender spot. But they don't know yet. This is just really and then they'll get a shot at Johnny Hendricks, who right now is trying to heal up with his injury. Also on the card is Ryan Bader versus Rafael Cavalcante, and the return of Andre Arlovski. He's returning for the UFC after being absent in the organization for a couple of years. And then he'll be fighting Brandon Schaub. And Ryan Gimo versus Ovince St. Pierre. So this is going to be taking place in Canada. So, yes, GSP will be there somewhere, somehow. Just want to let you know. Well, we just got news. We've been talking about the World Series of Fighting, but it's been unfortunate that their July 5th card, which is taking place in Daytona Beach, Florida, they had the matchup between John Fitch and Josh Berkman for their trilogy. But it turns out that the trilogy has been canceled because Berkman has dropped from the fight. Now, WSOF officials are currently seeking a replacement opponent. Remember that originally Fitch was scheduled to fight Paul Harris for the title. Paul Harris dropped out because of a personal reason. So now Fitch is really without an opponent. And on that same card, Nick Newell will be fighting Justin Gaethje for the title as well. So it's going to be a good show there in Daytona. But before we get to that, June 21st, remember, NBC Sports Live, the World Series of Fighting 10 fight card. Okay, Joe, we're going to talk some pro wrestling now. And before we welcome in Jesus De Leon, Mr. 450, who is a big name in Chicago, is now has made his way to Florida. And he'll tell you why. Now, they stripped Daniel Bryan of the title because of his injury, because of his surgery. Apparently, he was going to take a little longer than what was expected. But there is speculation that he might return. He might make it just in time for Money in the Bank. But that is all up in the air. We don't know yet, but don't be surprised if he does. Ric Flair has been medically cleared and expect him to make a full-time return to the WWE. Next week, Monday Night Raw will be hosted by Kevin Hart. That's going to be funny, so you better tune into that one. And Chris Jericho, well known in the wrestling business, of course, in the music industry, but now he is going to have or star in a new Comedy Central digital series called Team Tiger Awesome. The series is following a loose cannon detective and his by-the-book partner. Jericho is the loose cannon, while his partner is played by Nick Mundy. So, expect of Jericho. If you don't see him on WWE and USA Network, well, you'll see him on the Comedy Central Network. All right, folks, that's what's going on right now in the world of pro wrestling. We're going to welcome in Tuesday Little Mr. 450, who has been on the program in the past, but the guy is just a great dude, Puerto Rican descendant, and you know there's a lot of Puerto Rican descendant guys in the world of pro wrestling. In fact, we just spoke to not too long ago Carlito, who is from Puerto Rico, and his dad Carlos Colon was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. Joe, we'll be right back with Mr. 450.
This is Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream. We're getting funky like a monkey right here with The Roman Show. Keep watching.
This is Carlito, and keep watching The Roman Show. Because that, my friends, that's cool.
Well, everyone, thanks again for joining us here on The Roman Show every week. Make sure to follow us on social media, at The Roman Show on Twitter, and facebook.com/RomanShowMedia on Facebook. Well, on the line right now, we have Mr. 450. And Susie Leone, we welcome him once again on the show. Last time we spoke to him, well, we were talking, coming down to FIP, part of the WWE and Live Network down here in Florida. And just welcome again to The Roman Show.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me back here. The Roman Show is awesome.
Thank you, man. Hey, so let's talk quickly. What brought you down here from Florida originally? You know, we were staying in Chicago, part of the Resistance Pro when it first started with the main singer there, the Smashing Pumpkins. He had that company. And in fact, I think they're going to have a reality show now. But what brings you down to the Sunshine State?
It's pretty much all I want to do is fan, you know, like just try to, like, not really get away from the Chicago wrestling scene, but just go somewhere else and, like, put my name out in a different, you know, area of the United States. And it's been going pretty good so far, so.
Now, when was the last time you wrestled out there? Do you still have plans to wrestle out in Resistance Pro? Do they allow you to do that?
Yeah, I've been wrestling there since, actually, last two shows I've been wrestling with them. And I'm wrestling this Friday for Resistance Pro, and I'm in the heavyweight title match in the main event versus Joe Cesar. So I've pretty much been back in Resistance for about three shows now.
And are you going to be part of that reality show?
Yeah, of course. I'm part of the company.
No, that is great. And now, but you're also part of the WWE Live, which they air all of their programs at WWElive.com, and they stream it live on HD. So you'll be part of FIP. Tell me some of the competition that you have eyed and that you soon you'll be facing.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to working Trent Barretta. Or Jason Rance, you know, pretty much anybody that has any gold around their waist, you know, I want to be working them, you know. So last few shows I wrestled Caleb Conley and Harlem Bravado.
Any particular difference there from the Chicago type of wrestling scene to the Florida type of wrestling scene? Not only the scene, but the style. Is there any difference there?
I would say the only difference that I could, like, see is really the fans, you know. Fans up in Chicago, like, they go crazy. They're really, like, crazy wrestling fans. And, like, here it's, like, more, like, you know, it's harder to get them to, like, react to stuff. But, you know, it's only the only difference I see, really. The style really is the same, you know. It's really fast-paced, you know, competitive style. Yeah, that's really about it.
So you would say that they're a lot more passionate, you would kind of think?
Passionate fans, yeah, definitely. I'm more passionate. Chicago's a great wrestling city, so, you know, like, fans love the wrestling out there, and, like, you know, like, they go hard, you know.
Now, your descendants is from Puerto Rico. You've had your several trips down there to the island. How about the Puerto Rican wrestling? Any chance we're going to get you down there as well now that you're currently living in Florida or you're still in Chicago?
Actually, I'm still in Florida. I might be in Chicago for the remaining time that we're going to be taping the reality show. And pretty much that's about it. And then I'll be coming back here. But I'll be down in Puerto Rico sometime around late July, early August. That's what we have planned right now, the schedule. So I can't wait to go back there. Last time I was there was April of last year. And I'm really excited to go back.
You know, Puerto Rican, there was, you know, we can name a whole bunch of Puerto Rican wrestlers. Do you think we're going to see more like yourself and other guys come up from that, from the island or the descendants of Puerto Rican to the WWE or Impact Wrestling or any other promotion?
Man, I hope so. There's a lot of really good guys. You know, there's Lince Dorado. There's Angel Santos. There's a lot of really good guys down here that are making some waves, you know, and hopefully, man, you know, like, there's not a lot of us, but the few of us that are wrestling around here are really good, you know, good. So hopefully, you know, hopefully we'll see somebody get a good chance, you know. But, you know, it is what it is. It's a big world, you know. And you never know. It's all about opportunity, so it's all about the right time, right place.
Have you faced already yet, Lince Dorado? Because I think you and him will be a particularly awesome match.
Yeah, we wrestle a ton of times.
Tell me about the chemistry that you have between you and him.
I think every time we wrestle, we always have great matches. Because he's the luchador that, like, he does all kinds of stuff, and, like, he's really agile, and, like, he knows what he's doing out there. So, like, working him is really easy in the way that, like me and him, like, we complement each other's style, so we have pretty good matches. So every time we wrestle, it's always a blast. I'm actually wrestling him this Thursday. It's going to be me, Angel Santos, and Richard Swan versus Lince Dorado, Lucha Cruz, and Aaron Solo. So that should be a fun little match this Thursday.
That's an interesting one. And you were also down here in Miami as well, right?
Yeah, I was there last Saturday.
How did you get the vibe? Was this your first time in Miami? And what was your experience?
I think it was all right. You know, it was fun, a lot of fun. A lot of fun, and the guy that I wrestled was really good, ERA, really good really good wrestler, and it was a lot of fun. I expected a better party from Miami, though. That's my only complaint. none of the boys down there wanted a party, so that was about it. But it was a really fun little experience.
Yeah, we sure know how to party down here in Miami. Yeah, and I can tell you on that.
I'm
going to
call you
then. Yeah, man, call me up. You know, South Beach is only 5 minutes away from here, man. No matter where you are, it's just nearby to go have a good time.
Awesome.
Well, I want to thank you very much, man, to take you the time and speak to us here once again on the Roman Show. Make sure you check them out, FIP, and that's WWNLive.com, where they stream all of the shows in HD. You can't go wrong with that. And I want to also let you know that aside from watching the twos, I mean, there's a whole ton of spectacular superstars that the company has, and I just can't wait to see more of you in FIP, and possibly even Dragon's Gate. Any word that we could probably see in a Dragon's Gate match?
We've been talking about doing some Evolve shows.
Okay.
We'll see that leads, that usually leads to Dragon's Gate and stuff, but for now, FIP, we'll be doing FIP on June 22nd, the day after my birthday. Go to WWNLive.com and check that out, but, hopefully in the future, you know, we'll be up in Dragon's Gate. We'll see what happens.
Awesome. Well, thank you so very much, Mr. 450. Always a pleasure to have you here in the Roman Show, and enjoy your stay down here in Florida, man.
Thanks so much, man.
Thank you. Have a good day.
This is Booker T, 5-time WCW champion. Make sure you guys keep listening to the Roman Show, and I know you can dig that, sucker!
Attention baseball fans, the Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes. Jose Zeros. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose Zeros season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section. Plus, you'll get 6 Jose Zeros t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself. All for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose Zeros season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are returning back to the Roman Show, and hope you have all enjoyed it. Joe the Reporter, good stuff, and I'm ready for next week. We have that all-star lineup. Tigre Uno, Davey Richards, Ashley Evans-Smith, Rick Glenn, Joey Ryan, Tommy Dreamer are all scheduled to be on the program.
It almost looks like if it's like WrestleMania all over again.
Yes. Yes, it's we are reliving WrestleMania.
Yes.
Really, really, truly are. We truly are. Joe, you want to say something else before we go?
Well, one of our fellow TNA superstars, Jesse Neal, wrestled over here at C4W in Myrtle Beach, and he wrestled a superstar named Mason Miles. It was a hell of a battle. I think you even saw the video I sent to you, and you posted up on the Roman Show fan page on Facebook. And
yes, I did. You can check that out. Yeah, check that out. Please, again, like us on Facebook, Roman Show Media. You could see exclusive stuff that you're not going to get on the website or anywhere else. So make sure you like the fan page, like that video of Jesse Neal going up against who? Mason? Mason, that was
Mason
the point.
Mason Miles.
Mason Miles, right. Mason Miles. So check that out. And I understand there's another event happening over there in South Carolina, June 21st?
Yes. It's going to be a Survivor for Cancer.
So make sure you attend to that over there in South Carolina. Well, Joe, that pretty much wraps up today. We hope you enjoyed it. Get ready for next week as we are going to have a stellar program. So with that said, man, enjoy it. Hashtag Roman Show. At the Roman Show on Twitter, Roman Show Media on Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube account, youtube.com/rroman0201, where we have right now an interview exclusively with Nothing More, who releases their album June 23rd. So listen to them, and you're going to get to hear what is expected from that album. We're also going to have Luke Hawks next week on the Roman Show's YouTube channel. You can check that video out. With that said, good night, guys.
What's up? This your boy, Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph or Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that, man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph or Roman. This your boy, Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.